This episode is brought to you by LifeLock. Between two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN, you try to be in control of how your info is protected. But many other places also have it, and they might not be as careful. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/podcast for 40% off. Terms apply.
Quizette, welcome to Takeaway Trivia, episode number 267. I'm Leon, your quizmaster from Hereford, UK, and this is another pub quiz in a podcast. Yes, if you've never listened to Takeaway Trivia before, coming away, four rounds of bar-style trivia, and it's up to you how you use it. You can either play it like a real pub quiz, get family and friends together, get paper and pens out and battle your brains, or just use it to entertain yourself while you're on your commute, maybe you're at the gym, maybe you're just doing some cleaning or walking the dog, maybe you're on an epic road trip to somewhere nice. However you use the questions is up to you. You decide the rules. I'll just provide the trivia. It's an exciting time here at TAT HQ. Next week, we are relaunching the weekly pub quiz that I used to do in the local bowling alley. COVID kind of put a stop to it, but after a few years break, we think it might be time to give it another go. So fingers crossed, as well as doing this podcast, I'm going to be doing a weekly live quiz as well. So it just means a lot of time writing questions on top of my regular day job. So could be interesting, but I'm looking forward to it. Anyway, thank you to all those of you that have got in touch. There is a massive error in the correction section coming up. First of all, hello to Jean from Belgium, who says, shout out to my son Lucas, and especially for my lovely wife Evelyn, who has her birthday this week. So Evelyn, happy birthday. Hope you've had a wonderful week. Millie Reader says, shout out for my dad and his partner, Mark and Andy, who love doing the podcast and are starting a road trip from Calgary to Vancouver for their honeymoon this week. Many congratulations on that, and safe travels, and have a wonderful, wonderful honeymoon. Mark and Andy and Millie, thank you for getting in touch. Thomas Price, who's currently involved in an international game of tag, would like to say, Luke and Lumai, you guys are it. Love from Thomas and Michaela in New Zealand. Good luck getting that tag back the other way, Luke and Lumai. Okay, I mentioned a big one on the correction section. I really have to apologise to everyone in the aviation industry this week. Whoops. First of all, hello to Harry Barton, who got in touch. I loved his greeting, by the way. He said, "A up, mate." Those of you who listen internationally might think that's just something out of Wallace and Gromit. No, it's a genuine greeting up in the north, and respect for that greeting. Love it. Hey up, mate. Episode number 264. In Wipeout, question number 6, you asked, what is the name given to the fans at the front of a jet engine? The answer you gave was turbines. Now, I've always thought it was turbines. For years, I thought those blades at the front of the jet engine. You always see the photos of the air stewards, don't you, sitting in the front of the engine with the turbines, in quotation marks, behind them. That's what they're called. No, they're not. They're really not. They're compressors. The name of those blades at the front are compressors. The turbines are at the back. Harry says, we just listened to the podcast at work, and 14 skilled aviation engineers that strip and build them for a living are upset about it. So massive apologies to all of you messed up there. They are compressors at the front of a jet engine. The turbines are at the back. Do you know what? Genuinely, though, that's what I love about doing this podcast. That journey of learning that was sort of all going on. Because sometimes when you correct me, some of the stuff that comes out of those corrections are incredible. Really good stuff. So what is coming up on this week's podcast? Well, we will be playing Final Fling. Got 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 on the way. A round of entertainment questions, but let's start with general knowledge. Good luck. Okay then, quiz heads, let's crack on with round number one. It's your potluck mixed bag trivia of general knowledge. Number one, in Marvel's Thunderbolts, which British actress portrays the new Black Widow, Yelena Belova? I've probably pronounced that wrong. I do apologise. So number one, in Marvel's Thunderbolts, which British actress portrays the new Black Widow, Yelena Belova? Number two, which planet in the solar system is named after the Roman messenger to the gods? Number two, which planet in the solar system is named after the Roman messenger to the gods? Number 3, what town in Lincolnshire was once the world's largest fishing port? Number 3, what town in Lincolnshire was once the world's largest fishing port? Number 4, what do the initials DVLA stand for? Question number 4, to do with cars and motoring here in the UK, what do the initials DVLA stand for? Number 5, what is the collective name for a group of monkeys? Number 5, what is the collective name for a group of monkeys? Question 6, how many former UK Prime Ministers are still alive? Question 6, how many former UK Prime Ministers are still alive? Number 7, which is the only US state to begin with the letter D? Number 7, which is the only US state to begin with the letter D? Question 8, which Shakespeare play title is it considered bad luck to say in a theatre? Number 8, which Shakespeare play title is it considered bad luck to say in a theatre? Number 9, how many strings does a cello have? Question number 9, how many strings does a cello have? And number 10, which California desert city hosts the annual Coachella Music Festival? Number 10, which California desert city is home to the annual Coachella Music Festival? That's your 10 general knowledge questions. We are off on this week's Takeaway Trivia adventure. I'll have the answers to those after round 2, which is an entertainment round this week. Are you ready? Question number 1, which witch is flattened by a house in The Wizard of Oz? Spoiler alert. So number 1, which witch is flattened by a house in The Wizard of Oz? Number 2, which singer duetted with Sam Smith on the US and UK number 1 hit single Unholy in 2022? Number 2, which singer duetted with Sam Smith on the US and UK number 1 hit single Unholy in 2022? Number 3, the Dingle family features in which British television soap opera? Number 3, the Dingle family features in which British television soap opera? Number 4, name the villain in the animated film Boss Baby. There's 2 answers to this one, I'll accept either. Number 4, name the villain in the animated film Boss Baby. Number 5, which Spice Girl was known as Scary Spice? Number 5, which of the Spice Girls was known as Scary Spice? Number 6, what is the name of Gillian Anderson's character in Sex Education? Number 6, what is the name of Gillian Anderson's character in the Netflix series Sex Education? Question 7, who plays the role of Harry Bright in the film Mamma Mia? Number 7, who plays the role of Harry Bright in the film Mamma Mia? Number 8, which character was known for his catchphrase Pop Pop on Community? Number 8, which character was known for his catchphrase Pop Pop on Community? Number 9, who was the lead vocalist of the punk band The Clash? Question number 9, who was the lead vocalist of the punk band The Clash? And number 10, Sasha Fierce is the alter ego of which pop star? Number 10, Sasha Fierce is the alter ego of which pop star? That's your entertainment round. 10 questions on movies, music, and television. We'll have the answer to those after round 3. First of all, let's return to your general knowledge round. Find out how you did. Number 1, in the brand new Marvel film, Thunderbolts, which British actress is playing the new Black Widow? Yelena Belova, that is Florence Pugh. Number 2, which planet in the solar system is named after the Roman messenger to the gods, Mercury? Number 3, what town in Lincolnshire in the UK was once the world's largest fishing port? It's Grimsby. I believe the world's largest fishing port or town is now in Japan. Number 4, what do the initials DVLA stand for? It's Driver and Vehicle Licensing Agency. Number 5, what is the collective name for a group of monkeys? It's a troop. Number 6, how many former UK Prime Ministers are still alive? 8. 7, which is the only US state to begin with the letter D? Delaware. Number 8, which Shakespeare play is it considered bad luck to say in a theatre? Macbeth. Don't say Macbeth. It's the Scottish play, isn't it? The Scottish play. Number 9, how many strings does a cello have? I used to play the cello back in the day. 4 strings. Number 10, which California desert city hosts the annual Coachella Music Festival? It's Indio. And there we go. That's your general knowledge questions answered. We'll have the answers to the entertainment round, like I said, after round number 3.
With the Venmo debit card, you can Venmo everything. Your favorite band's merch? You can Venmo this. Or their next show? You can Venmo that. Visit Venmo.me/debit to learn more. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. pursuant to license by MasterCard International Incorporated. Card may be used everywhere MasterCard is accepted. Venmo purchase restrictions apply.
Summer's here, and Nordstrom has everything you need for your best dress season ever. From beach days and weddings to weekend getaways and your everyday wardrobe, discover stylish options under $100 from tons of your favorite brands like Mango, Skims, Princess Polly, and Madewell. It's easy, too, with free shipping and free returns, in-store order pickup, and more. Shop today in-stores, online at Nordstrom.com, or download the Nordstrom app.
So we move on to round number 3. You will not understand the personal drama that just took place between this round and the last round. My microphone stand just kind of gave up the ghost and fell apart, and I had to put it all back together. Really weird. Anyway, let's move on. This round is where question number 1 is worth 5 points. Question 2 is worth 4 points. 3 is worth 3 points. Question 4 is for 2 points. And question 5 is worth just 1 point. That's why we call it 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And question number 1. Zeus had 5 children with the names beginning with the letter A. He actually had a lot more children, but he only had 5 beginning with the letter A. Can you name them? It's a point for each answer, so feel free to pause the podcast at this point to maximise your score. Number 1. Zeus had 5 children with names beginning with the letter A. Can you name them? Number 2, according to the CIA World Factbook, which 4 countries of the world have the longest coastlines? So question number 2, according to the CIA World Factbook, which 4 countries of the world have the longest coastlines? The drop-off between first and second place is quite staggering, by the way, which shows how long the coastline for the country in position number 1 really is. Number 2, which 3 Japanese cities have hosted the Olympic Games? This is both summer and winter. Number 3, which 3 Japanese cities have hosted the Olympic Games? This includes both Summer Olympics and Winter Olympics. Question number 4, which 2 animals are found on the flag of Mexico? Question number 4, which 2 animals are found on the flag of Mexico? And number 5, false or true, Cher is the oldest woman to have had a number 1 hit on the US Billboard Hot 100 chart. We're talking about at the time that they had the hit. So number five, false or true, Cher is the oldest woman to have had a number one hit on the US Billboard Hot 100 chart. Is that true or false? And that's your five questions on the 5-4-3-2-1 this week. Shall we return to your entertainment round and find out how you did? Okay. Number one, which witch is flattened by a house in The Wizard of Oz? That is the Wicked Witch of the East. Number two, which singer duetted with Sam Smith on the US and UK number one hit single Unholy in 2022? It was Kim Petras. Number three, the Dingle family features in which British television soap opera Emmerdale? Number four, name the villain in the animated film Boss Baby. It's Francis E. Francis, but I'd also accept Super Colossal Big Fat Boss Baby. I think Francis E. Francis is catchier. Number five, which Spice Girl was known as Scary Spice? It's Mal B. Number six, what is the name of Gillian Anderson's character in Sex Education? Jean Milburn. Number seven, who plays the role of Harry Bright in the film Mamma Mia? It's Colin Firth. Number eight, which character was known for his catchphrase pop pop on Community? Magnitude. Number nine, who is the lead vocalist of the punk band The Clash? It's Joe Strummer. And number 10, Sasha Fierce is the alter ego of which pop star? Beyoncé Knowles. Let's return to 5-4-3-2-1. What were your answers to that round? Number one, Zeus had five children with the names beginning with the letter A. Can you name them? Point for each: Aphrodite, Apollo, Ares, Artemis, and Athena. Number two, according to the CIA World Factbook, which four countries of the world had the longest coastlines? At number one, it's Canada with 202,080 kilometres. Indonesia's in second place with 54,000 kilometres. Well, 54,716 to be precise. Greenland is in third place. And in fourth place, it's Russia with 37,653 kilometres. Number three, which three Japanese cities have hosted the Olympic Games? Tokyo, of course, hosted it in 1964 and again in 2021 for the 2020 Olympics. Those are the Summer Games. For winter, you had Sapporo in 1972 and Nagano in 1998. Number four, which two animals are found on the flag of Mexico? An eagle and a snake? And number five, false or true, Cher is the oldest woman to have had a number one hit on the US Billboard Hot 100 chart. Now, for many, many years, this was actually true. Back in the late 90s, she had a hit with Believe. She was 52 at the time, and that earned her the record. However, in 2023, that record was shattered by Brenda Lee, who had a Christmas number one with Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. And she's, I think she's in her 70s. So there we go. Well done. If you've scored well on 5-4-3-2-1, finish your marking and get ready for Takeaway Trivia's final round. That sounded a bit finite. I don't mean ever. We're back next week, don't worry. And so we come to the final round of this week's Takeaway Trivia. It's your final fling. We've done all the answers to the previous rounds. Let's get our sleeves rolled up and let's get into the trickier trivia for this week's podcast. 15 questions of general knowledge, starting with question number one. What does a monophobe fear? M-O-N-O and then phobe. Number one, what does a monophobe fear? Question number two, the iconic 1960s TV series Lost in Space is set in which year? Number two, the iconic 1960s TV series Lost in Space is set in which year? I loved the Netflix remake a few years ago. This fantastic series. It's a shame they only did 3 years of it. Netflix, do some more. Number three, what was the name of Jacques Cousteau's research ship? Number three, what was the name of Jacques Cousteau's research vessel? Number four, what tiny vessel connects an artery to a vein? Question number four, what tiny vessel connects an artery with a vein? Number five, in which country would you visit to ski the Dolomites? Number five, which country would you visit to ski the Dolomites? Number 6, who is Britain's longest-serving male monarch? Number 6, who is Britain's longest-serving male monarch? Number 7, at the Olympics, how many metres minimum does a long jumper have as a runway to build up speed before jumping? So a long jumper obviously has to sort of run to the jump, then do that leap. But how many metres minimum does a long jumper have as a runway to build up speed before jumping? They can have longer, but typically, how many metres minimum? Number 8, in which ocean would you find the Philippines? Question number 8, in which ocean would you find the Philippines? Question number 9, stick a pony in my pocket. What's the next line of the song? So number 9, if I was to say to you, stick a pony in my pocket, what would the next line of the song be? Number 10, in which year was the first Cricket World Cup? Number 10, in which year was the first Men's Cricket World Cup? Number 11, Daniel Eek, that's E-K, founded which streaming service? So number 11, Daniel Eek, or Eck, E-K, founded which streaming service? Ooh, Eck, it sounds a bit Wallace and Gromit, doesn't it? Number 12, who was the first Arsenal player to score 30 goals in one Premier League season? Question number 12, who was the first Arsenal player to score 30 goals in one Premier League season? Number 13, how old was the playwright William Shakespeare when he died? You've probably heard of him. So number 13, how old was William Shakespeare when he died? Number 14, which animal appears on the logo of the Asian car manufacturer Proton? Number 14, which animal appears on the logo of the Asian car manufacturer Proton? And number 5, which number shirt is worn by a hooker in a rugby union match? So number 15, if you're a hooker in rugby union, what number shirt would you wear? That's your 15 questions on the final fling. Take a look back. Feel free to review some of your answers if you're not sure about them. Scribble them out. Don't worry, this isn't a wipeout round. You're safe to get questions wrong. But grab a cup of tea. And when you're ready, we'll find out how you've done.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The McDonald's snack wrap is back.
You brought it back.
Ranch snack wrap. Spicy snack wrap.
You broke the internet. For a snack. Snack wrap is back. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Okay then, it's time to review the answers to the final fling. Let's see how you did this week. Number 1, what does a monophobe fear? It's being alone. Number 2, the iconic 1960s television series Lost in Space was set in which year? 1997. That must have sounded so futuristic once upon a time. Number 3, what is the name of Jacques Cousteau's research vessel, the Calypso? Number 4, what tiny vessel connects an artery to a vein, a capillary? Number 5, what country would you visit to ski the Dolomites? It's Italy. Number 6, who is Britain's longest-serving male monarch, King George III? Number 7, at the Olympics, how many metres does a long jumper have as a runway to build up speed before jumping? And this is an absolute minimum. You can have longer, but the minimum is 40 metres. Number 8, what ocean are the Philippines in? The Pacific Ocean. Number 9. If I was to say to you, stick a pony in my pocket, what would be the next line of the song? It's I'll Get the Suitcase from the Van. It's the theme tune, of course, to Only Fools and Horses. Number 10. Which year was the first Men's Cricket World Cup? 1975. Number 11. Daniel Ek, or Eek, founded which streaming service? Spotify. Number 12. Who was the first Arsenal player to score 30 goals in one Premier League season? Thierry Henry. Number 13. How old was playwright William Shakespeare when he died? 52. Number 14. Which animal appears on the logo of Asian car manufacturer Proton? That's a tiger. And number 15. If you were a hooker in rugby union, what number would you be wearing on your shirt? The number 2. And that's it. That's Takeaway Trivia for another week. It's been an absolute honour to be your quizmaster. Once again, hope you've enjoyed the questions. And please feel free to follow this podcast wherever you get your podcast from to make sure it's delivered straight to you every Monday when it's released. I'll leave you, before I go, with one final tat fact. Did you know that in colonial America, lobster was not considered a delicacy? In fact, it was so cheap and plentiful, it was often served as a meal for those in prison. There you go. Have a fantastic week, whatever it is you get up to. Like I said, I'll be back next Monday with more trivia for you. Have a great week, have a safe week, and we'll quiz again soon. Take care.